Hello, Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble. My name is Shannon Keitlinger from San Diego State University. I'll be adjudicating your performance this afternoon at the CMA All-State Festival. Looking forward to your performance. It looks like we're ready to begin. Okay, nice opening. Appreciate the dynamics to start. Good balance in the brass. Yeah, let's make sure those 16ths are right in the fingers on time. Okay, a little bit of accuracy issues here. Not hugely out, but just a little bit here. Watching in bar 19 where the eighth note is placed, and also that we all agree where the 16th is in bar 16. Okay, some good gestures. Good gestures there. I think we could probably make just a little bit more of those swells, but overall, very nice interpretation. What I really like is the balance of the sound. I like the bottom of the ensemble supporting the tone, and nobody seems to be sticking out, and that really should be commended. Congratulations on that. Okay, I think we can make these more articulate in the lows so that they speak. I know they have the lines over them, but in a space like this, it becomes so wet they actually become too connected. So a little bit of space between the pitches here, even with the legato, I think will make this speak a little more clearly in the audience. We're losing the low reeds there. The clarinets, that's our melody. They're in a lower range. The tessitura is a low range. So we have to back off just a little bit and let them come through the texture. Same with the horns here. Great job when we get up to the C to speak, but you have to make sure that you keep the airstream as you descend down to the B flat so that it still speaks in the lower range. Yeah, this is a spot right here. We have to back off percussion here at 84 because otherwise we'll never hear those low clarinets. We'll never hear the clarinets on an E down there. A little bit more. Think phrase, not just notes. Okay, a little pitch problem there. Okay, let's agree on the uniformity of the sforzando, because we're not quite agreeing on them throughout the ensemble. So what's happening then is we're not getting the effect of the sforzandi all throughout this section. And we did actually, but we're almost getting it now, but we're a little late to the game on it. So make sure at 113 you're ready for the change in style. So again, transitions are very, very important. Make sure that you're make your musical transitions. Make sure you're ready for the transitions before they happen so that they don't surprise you. They're meant to surprise the audience, not you. Watch that entrance. Breathe together. Enter together. Breathe together. Watch your conductor. space is going to be a little forgiving with the releases because it's so reverberant that you don't have to release together. It'll still resonate in the room. But the entrances, you're going to have to be very clear and precise with. So it means you have to breathe together. It means you have to articulate together. Yeah, let's not strain too much for that horns. Make sure you have the airstream to get up to the F-sharp horns. You have to support on those. All right, come on, let's watch our mutes, folks. Personal preference here, the way he's voiced at 139, I'd like to hear a little less of the baritone tuba and a little bit more of the reed sound, so it's a bit more reed-led texture. Watch that pitch. Make sure you sustain pitch all the way to the end of the note. So we start off well there, but then that pitch at 145 dropped down as we ran out of breath. Good energy here. Really appreciate it. From here, percussion sounds well balanced, so that should be congratulated. Okay, so right here, this faster section at 166, there's a change in articulation as far as the full group has these dissonant chord with an accent over it. Let's catch that brass and altos. Make sure that we're ready for that change, and we a little more front on the note. Yeah, very reverberant in here. A lot of fun to play those long releases in here. Make sure you get a full length eighth note with an accent, so that we get the chord quality on the note, and we're not just punching the note, but also getting the full chord quality of the pitch when we play it. So, okay, Hopkins Junior High, some very nice things on that opening number. I'm real happy with the blend and balance. I think we have a good ensemble sound concept. Sometimes we lose it, we're just a little consistent with it. Make sure we're aware of that blend and balance. And oftentimes we're losing it, we're losing the blend and balance when certain instruments hit specific ranges that don't speak as well. Now, this is an advanced concept for junior high, but I think you're playing at a level where we can talk about this. So if the clarinets are coming in on low pitches, but they're the melodic voice, everybody else has to back down a little bit to let that voice speak through. So make sure we're balancing to instrumental lines and not just balancing to the dynamics on the page. Let's think of that as six notes. One, two, three, four, five, six. Instead of just, for example, saxophones. E, C, E, G, F, D, as six individual notes. Let's think of that as six notes that create one phrase. Make sure we sustain down their tubas at that octave. Sustain through the pitch, support each other, and hold the pitch steady. Little accuracy problem there. Dia, da, da, da. Slur, tongue, tongue, tida. Make sure we put those right in time and make sure we have a nice crisp articulation on the 16th notes, or otherwise they won't speak on the staccatos. Okay, this is nice. Nice alto saxophone duet. Bravo. Building. Watch your conductor build together. Too soon, suspended cymbal. Got there a little too soon on us. Watch timing there, trumpets. One and two, three and one. Make sure you put those eighth notes right in time. Good counterline there by the clarinets and the saxophones. Doing a nice job with those eighth notes. Oh, I'm sorry, just in the saxophone. The clarinets have melody. Make sure you sustain through flutes. Where is our breath going to be? Don't lose the phrase in the middle of it. This looks to be, just on first glance, four-bar phrases. So make sure that we're breathing every four bars and not in the middle of those four bars. Phrase that. So it appears in this piece that a lot of four-bar phrases in this work. So let's make sure that we think that way when we're preparing our breaths and when we're deciding when to take our breaths and how much support we need to get through a full phrase. If you've made a decision otherwise, that's fine, but it has to be an ensemble decision. So you have to make it as a group and decide, okay, we're going to breathe here, we're going to breathe here. Or if you want the concept of no breath, that you want to stagger that breath, you've got to decide that. It's a very lyrical melody, so we need to know the ins and outs of the phrase. Where are the peaks and valleys of it? Right. Conductor did a really nice job there, pulling you back right before that phrase start. We did a nice job as an ensemble following it. So now that's a good suspended cymbal roll right there. You got us there, started it soft, came up through, didn't get there too soon, supported the ensemble. Thank you. Bravo. Okay, let's make sure we're there in time. We're a little bit off on the length of the quarter notes, creating a little bit of discrepancies here in the ensemble. This is a big, long phrase you're playing, all the way from E to F, forte the whole way, so we've got to sustain the whole way. And then we've still got to have breath support when we get to an F. This is the challenging section of the piece because it requires so much breath support and so much focus that you can't really lose focus. You have to be plugged in at all times throughout this section, or else you're going to have pitch problems, you're going to have phrase problems. Yeah, there were some pitch issues right at F coming out of that big phrase, so make sure we still have the air support to get through those. Fantastic to be able to talk to a junior high group about pitch issues, because it means you're doing so many other things so well and that we can focus on pitch. So you certainly should be commended for that, and I really appreciate the quality of this ensemble. You're doing a great job. There's a way to back the oboe off a little bit in this texture. I think that would be nice. Let's back off here. Yeah, you did a great decrescendo, but you kind of did it late. No, I was watching your conductor this time, and he showed it to you right where it needed to be. We just didn't respond until too late. It's normal for an ensemble to crescendo well and not decrescendo as well, but that doesn't mean we still shouldn't decrescendo well. So make sure that you're watching and doing what your conductor's asking. Make sure we're responding to each other musically and playing the phrase that is on the page. Within the line, so fantastic work here that you're not just playing lines within a section, but you're also going to challenge each other and each has their own individual responsibility within the group. So bravo for your director for picking such a nice piece of music for you. All right, dia-ta-ta-dia-dia-ta-ta-dia. Very nice, and the 3/8 section. Those pitches there, our pitches just cut a little bit, so watch that on the D, you know, spend some time saxophone there, ready at M. The duet's doing a nice job. Doing a nice job on the low octaves. A lot of repetition in this piece, so you have opportunities to take what you did before, earlier in the piece, and apply it to what you're doing now. Very nice. Okay, so I'd like to see us take a nice full breath before every entrance, even if it's piano. Even on a piano entrance. We've got to be ready to go for it. See, even right here, there was a tentativeness to that entrance. Oh, there's our major chord. Lock into it. Yeah, the ending. The ending is a good example of what I'm talking about with the decrescendos and the crescendo. So we came in tentatively. Now, even though it's a softer dynamic, it's relative, and you still need to have an airstream that's going to respond and either cause the reed to vibrate or cause, you know, the lips to vibrate to get the brass tone. Whatever it is, the airstream has to be strong enough for that, fast enough to support that, and then just less intense for the volume. So we get so tentative about a piano entrance that we breathe and we start the airstream, but we're too tentative on it, and it won't cause a vibration response on the instrument. So be careful of that. Be aware that, you know, the dynamic was relative there, and what really has to happen is we have to start the pitch, then crescendo up, and then your crescendo is great once we're going. It's just a matter of bringing it back down in time as well, and not getting there too soon. We kind of left our poor tuba player out to dry because we all got down there before he did, or she did. I can't see from here. And they were kind of left out all alone on that last pitch. So we want to listen to each other, make sure we're balancing and crescendo, decrescendo well together. Some very nice things going on, though. Response is something that you'll work on for years in your life as wind players. Okay, we're moving on. Going well here at the beginning of Fortress. Yeah, maybe a little more trumpet there as you enter the texture at 21 to change the color of the music. Yeah, let's agree on that accent right there. It's getting a little sloppy right now, but we should have front to the note at 25. I'm writing in my notes here. Agree on ensemble articulation. And I think in this piece, I'm not quite hearing an agreement on what the accent is. I hear different style of articulations depending on the section. That's what's written there, alto. Good job. Keep coming through. You've got a mezzo forte with an accent. Okay, watch that muted horn right there. Check pitch on that. You know, you have to tune your mute. You have to see where your mute spot. Although, I can't see if there's a mute there. I don't think you're trying to stop it. Yeah, I do see the horn mutes back there, so I hope that we're actually muting, not trying to stop with our hands. The interpretation of this staccato here should be short with space between and composite-wise, we should hear straight eighth notes from the clarinet section. So we want to balance our volume and balance the figure so the audience doesn't realize you all have different figures. They just think you have straight eighth notes in the clarinet section. Shorter here. A little more front to those rooftop accents, as they're affectionately called sometimes, at 87 I can't tell in the score if that has a dot with it or not. I'm pretty sure it does. It should be a little more front to them, more staccato style. Just not quite as long as a regular accent. So again, articulation in this piece, I don't quite think we're agreeing on what's on the page as well throughout the ensemble. Legato sounds nice. Part of it could be the auditorium. The auditorium is very wet. It's very reverberant. So when you're in a space like this, oftentimes you'll need to articulate just a little bit more in order for that articulation to come through. Another listen, but I'm not quite sure those were offbeat trumpets at 114 and 115. Yeah. Watch that timpani ring off there. Yeah, shift together at 123 woodwinds. Move to that pitch at the same time. Yeah, we close just like we started with the snare drum. Quite so sure how near to the edge we are right now. It sounds like a pretty full sound right now, whereas we should be going for a little bit more on the edge of the rim, or near the edge. Yeah, bravo, second and third trumpets. Good way, good coming through the texture. Look where the accent is, folks. Dee-da-da-dee-da, dee-da-da-dee-da. Da, da. Make sure you play the accent where it is on the page. Yeah, with this piece, there's going to be certain articulations that don't feel natural. There'll be accents in places that you wouldn't normally want to put them, and that's one of the challenges of this piece is getting what Frank DeKelly wants, which is in many cases an accent that doesn't necessarily fall where you think it should. Alright, folks. Wow, Hopkins Junior High School. Fantastic. Really enjoyed listening to you play. Junior high band with that type of sound should be applauded. Certainly deserve this applause that you're getting. I really appreciate all the things you're going on. Hope my tape helps. I wrote down some comments for your director, but I think everything comes back to the comments that I've given you. Overall, there's so many good foundations and fundamentals going on with this group. So congratulations and kudos to a fine performance. Nice balances throughout, some great ensemble sounds, some really good understanding of what's going on. Pitch overall is good. We had some inconsistent moments where it moves around on you. You're certainly not playing music that's extremely easy. You're being challenged, and with that challenge comes intonation opportunities. And continue to strive to find those moments where you're struggling with it and to fix it. All musicians have a moment where intonation gives them trouble in music. It's just a matter of how quickly do we adjust to it. That's the key to what you're going to do on the next level. Really enjoyed so much of your playing today. I hope my comments have been helpful to you, and best of luck for the rest of your performances. Hopefully I'll get to see you sometime again in the future.